Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting from Copenhagen, Denmark. I promised you I would be here. I told you last week I was going to be here. I was going to be broadcasting from Denmark, and I'm very excited about it. We've had a great time here. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the Scandinavian folks, first time in Sweden, now in Denmark, have proven to be just the most, some of the most genuine people that we've ever met. They're not just friendly, ladies and gentlemen. They're very friendly and genuine, and it's just we've just had a great time here, and I'm very honored to be to have been asked to join this organization, this this forum, which is the Danish American Entrepreneurship Summit, and I was I've been a moderator panel on a panel, I should say, a panelist gave a little presentation to them earlier in the day, and as I told you earlier that that what the idea for me being here is to talk to the Danes about entrepreneurship, about the entrepreneurial culture we have in the United States, and that's what I did. I was bragging on you, small business owners in America. I was telling them about what you do over there and why you do things so well, and they want to learn from you, and I think we can learn some things from them. But I think they're very well positioned, and one of the reasons they're very well positioned to become more entrepreneurial is because of the man sitting in front of me. Anders Hoffman, ladies and gentlemen, is the creative director of an organization called Fora. Now, I'm going to get him to explain to us what that is in a minute, but he's one of my hosts. He's one of the reasons why I'm here, and he's in front of us. He's going to tell us a little bit about what's going on here in Denmark and about the progress they're making in becoming more entrepreneurial. Anders, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's good to have you here in Copenhagen, so if it's your first time, I hope you will enjoy the show. And you just gave a perfect presentation at the panel. Thanks for that. Well, bringing back to your question, well, what we're doing in Denmark is that we're trying to understand the issue of entrepreneurship. I think it's have always been an issue in Denmark, but it used to be sort of an issue that you would laugh off. I mean, people working with small firms and entrepreneurs, they were not really in fashion. But that has changed dramatically, I think, over the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years in Denmark. So now it's really high level. I mean, even our prime minister has this as one of his key goals, that he want to change Denmark into an entrepreneurial economy. So I think now
it's the key to success in the 21st century, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I think you have innovation and entrepreneurship up there together. I mean, you can even say they're
the
same
entrepreneurs
thing.
Entrepreneurs are the innovators.
Exactly. So Denmark is really trying to get a handle on, I mean, what is an entrepreneurial economy and how do we become one? And this is, I mean, this event that you are participating in is just one of the steps that we're taking to see how to do that. We really believe in learning from the best.
Well, thank you for that. And I want you to know that we consider it to be sharing, not pontificating, not preaching. We consider it to just to be sharing. People have helped us. I know we can learn from the Danes, and we hope we can. I hope that there's an opportunity. And I know I have learned. I've learned an awful lot since I've been over here this week and hope to learn more. One of the big things that we uncovered, though, that you've shared with me and that we learned today is the two big areas of concern for becoming more entrepreneurial. One of them is cultural to some degree and somewhat structural, and the other is purely structural. The first one is the aversion to risking failure, I guess I should say. That's almost a cultural thing. It also has some systemic, some structural issues like bankruptcy laws, and the other is high taxes. Those are two things you guys have to deal with, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, how we deal with them, I think I'll leave that to the politicians. But I do have some ideas on how to move forward. I think on the first one about the culture, I do think actually we're now getting more and more the understanding in Denmark that it might not be that embedded. I mean, it's not something we couldn't change.
Or if it has been embedded, it can be unembedded, not as hard as you thought it was going to be.
No, exactly. I mean, we might actually be moving in the right direction quicker than
we thought. Easier than you thought it was going to be.
Because,
I agree. I think you're right.
Yeah, because, I mean, 10 years ago, I mean, people would think that, well, it's in the genes in the U.S. I mean, it's just something that is so much embedded that nobody can copy that. But, I mean, I'm getting quite optimistic on Danish future on that part. I mean, I do think we can learn something and we can adapt and change that part of our culture quite quickly. There will still be differences. I mean, we do still have a much larger welfare state, and we're not going to get rid of that just to be more entrepreneurial. But I mean, and there are a lot of the aspects about sort of facing risk, tolerating risk, that we can learn and adapt quite quickly.
So tax come down, but they're not going to come way down.
No way that they're going to come way down.
Because you got this social network that
We do actually think that we do get some benefits from it. I mean, healthcare.
Right.
I mean, would be the perfect example where we do think that we have an advantage over the U.S. that do actually hold small firms.
You and I will have to debate that one day. I'm not saying that you don't have that there aren't some things that we can't fix. We'll have to have that debate on another show about where I think we should be in the United States. That would be better than anything. But anyway, what would you like to say to Americans? You've got a whole bunch of folks listening to you in the United States right now. What would you like to say to them?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I do think that one of the things that I would like to say is that some of the stuff we have in Scandinavia, I mean, we're actually different from the rest of Europe. I mean, I think a lot of Americans I've met tend to sort of lump Europe into one community. And do actually think that there's a lot of the aspects that we're struggling with in Scandinavian countries that would be of high influence and actually something that you could learn
especially
from.
Especially Denmark.
Thank you. We do have, I mean, all the flexible market structures that you love in the U.S., we have that in Denmark. I mean, that's not an issue. It's not like in France where you can't fire anybody. We have all of this flexibility, and we still have a different outreach than you have in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're the Vikings, so we discovered the U.S. thousands of years ago.
Leif Erikson.
Exactly. We still have that sort of in our genes. That we're better at getting out, learning languages.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no question about it. And I think the fact that you guys speak English so well makes you guys a great partner. And thank you for that, by the way. Thank you for allowing me to communicate with you guys in English. That's that's a lazy thing on my part not to speak the Danish language. But thank you for that.
You're welcome.
What else would you like to say to America? I got 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Well, I mean, if you want to work with us, I mean, you're more than welcome. I think we're very, very keen to work several places in the U.S. There are a lot of business service providers that we can use, so feel free to link up with Danish companies and have some fun.
Well, thank you, and do some business, too.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
Having the fun part.
Ladies and gentlemen, Anders Hoffman, one of my hosts here in Copenhagen, the director of Fora. Thank you for being here. Thanks for allowing me to be here. Thanks for having me here. Much. Quick break, folks. We're going to take a quick one. It's almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blassie. I'm going to be right back with our next guest, which I think is going to be Andrew Sherman. Stay with us.
We got to know my name. Hey! I'm making donuts, please. Hey! Donuts, won't you leave
my heart? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.